Good evening. I get all kinds of emails. We all get all kinds of emails all the time. And a number of weeks ago, I got an email from something I didn't know what it was. It's called the Kolel Lehara. The Kolel Lehara is a Kolel in Yerushalayim, and it's run by a Rosh Yeshiva known as Rosh Kolel Rabbi Yaakov Schachlitz. And they said we have interesting shailas that come up that the Schachlitz puts out. And I said, you know what? I saw one and it looked interesting, so I clicked on the thing and I subscribed. So now, like every Friday, I get these emails from them. So this past week, they sent the following, I thought, very fascinating shaila. Person asked the following question. They said, I go to a therapist, and I go to the therapist, and I talk about, all kinds of things, including a normal thing to do at therapy. You talk about your family, usually your parents, right? And the person said, I've had a relationship with my therapist, and they've been very, very helpful for me, and I want to invite them to my simcha. But I realize that if they come to my simcha, they're going to meet my mother. It's not me. I meet my mother, and they're gonna. And now, like, typically, talking to a therapist about whatever is going on in your life is absolutely permissible. It's lashon hara l'toelus, we would say, right? It's permissible. You can work it out. It's exactly the way to do it. You go to one person who's a locked box who can't tell anybody, anyways, and it's not a shalav of lashon hara. It's permissible to tell your therapist. But and the therapist also doesn't know the people in your family, so it's fine. But what if they're gonna come to the simcha and they start meeting all these people? They're gonna get to know all the players that they now are meeting. Does that set, like, retroactively turn everything that they heard now into Lashon Hara? Because now they meet the people and they know who they are. Is there any reason why I shouldn't, he says, shouldn't invite the therapist to come to the simcha? So he quoted a number of answers to the shadow that he went to the Big Dole of Poskim. So Rav Nevin Sal is, the rabbi of Yerushalayim, the old city of Yerushalayim, he said you shouldn't invite the therapist for that exact reason. He said, because what's going to end up happening is they're going to meet these people, and now all the Lashon Hara you told, the Toeles, it wasn't Lashon Hara, but you said it for a constructive purpose, now they're going to meet the person, and they're going to put the two and two together, and exactly the Shaila, yeah, you're right, maybe you shouldn't do that. Not maybe, he said, you shouldn't. You shouldn't invite them, because they're going to now understand all these things about these people. Rav Zilberstein, so he said it depends. He said it depends on what, maybe if the therapist gets the invite, they have to decide. Meaning, a therapist is listening, they could accept what you're telling them as truth, as fact, right? Kabbalah slash Anhara. And if they've accepted it as truth, so then they probably shouldn't come. Because now they're going to see these people that they've now accepted all this slash Anhara about. And again, once they accept it, now they can put a face to the name and they really know who the people are, now maybe it's really slash Anhara. But if the therapist is listening to the person's story and they accept it as, this is the person's experience, and who knows the other side, which is probably a smarter way to accept anything you hear from anybody ever, right? So then it wouldn't be, then he wouldn't, he doesn't have a problem with it. But Rav Noach Isaac Albaum from Queens, he said a different shot. He said he thinks it's totally permissible. Why? He said because Lashon Hara, when something is told to someone with Toeles, if something that otherwise would be Lashon Hara, but you say it in a way that is permissible, and you're absolutely permissible to share it. It's not like retroactively can get like tainted again. It was told in a way that was permissible. This person was allowed to share this information because they needed to work it through. That's absolutely, it's one of the things that the Chavetz Chaim talks about. With one individual who's not going to share it, this therapist still isn't going to share it with anybody. So what? So they meet them, so they meet your mom, they meet your dad. So what? The information was shared permissibly and it remained permissible talk forever. And it can't be shifted. And therefore he said, if you want to invite the therapist, gay gives it to hate. It's not a problem. And he quoted also from Yochanan Vazner Shlita, who said, I'll give you even more reason why you should invite the therapist. Why? Because maybe now the therapist will meet your parents, or you meet your mother, your father, whoever, and they're going to have a better understanding of who the people are. And when they understand them better, maybe they'll be able to help them, help their client even better. Another reason why he thought it would be permissible. So again, and this can come out in all kinds of ways. A coworker, or somebody that you've spoken to a spouse about, and now they're going to meet them. When things are shared in a way, again, we always talk about this, Lashon Hara, that sometimes we need to share things. We can't just... you can't keep them inside always. You need to share it with somebody. So you share it with a specific person. That's a therapist, that's a spouse, a friend, one individual who you can share it with. And so you may have a concern, but maybe at some point they'll meet that person. The answer is, if it's shared, again, according to Albaum, according to Vosner, it would be permissible, because if you're sharing it, the Toelis, you're sharing it, and what you're saying is not Lashon Hara. It's permissible, according to them at least, it remains permissible going forward as well.